Hello and welcome to the Walk in Love podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we are going to talk about wrestling with God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. The Walk in Love podcast is a weekly conversation about rhythms, faith, parenting, emotions. It's a place where we laugh and sometimes cry as we try to find language to live a full life.
And if you like your listening to line up with your living, you're in the right place.
Baby!
In the right place, baby!
And if you want your friends listening to line up with their living,
I like this.
Invite them to this place.
I like it.
Brooke, I have some big news.
Okay.
The Moms on Maui summer dates yes. are live, and this will be the last Moms on Maui of 2024. So super stoked about it.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredible experience. I mean, you can tell people about it more than I can because I'm not allowed to come. Actually,
yeah, it is. It's so fun. It really is. So we've got two back-to-back weeks up of dates in July. So it's July 11 through 16 and then 18 through 23. So you can apply for which week works for you, or you can apply and check both boxes and say either works. Yeah. I just want to be there. I'm so excited about doing Moms on Maui again this year, because obviously last year when I did it, it was great. It was fun. It was all the things, but I feel like since then I have learned a lot and had some more ideas, and I have some surprises up my sleeve, and I'm just like, let's do it.
Yeah. There are literally boxes of goodies around us right now for Moms on Maui.
Yes.
The April ones that are coming out.
Yes.
But the July dates are live. You can find those at walkinlove.com/momsonmaui or go to the show notes or just go to our website and click on Moms on Maui.
Yeah.
Apply today because spots are extremely, extremely limited.
Yes.
So yeah, go apply today. In the secret, in the quiet place. We don't have... Let me say this. We have new ads coming to say, tell you what's going on. Mm-hmm. We don't have them recorded yet. And we had to push the podcast because we got a sick kid this week. So we're recording last minute. So no new ads are going to be recorded today. We just don't have the time for it. So, but we have a few announcements.
Oh, so you're making announcements on top of existing ads.
So
Inception ads.
So one, announcement number one, if you're a butt clencher, you want to come stay with us on Maui.
Oh yeah.
That is now happening.
It's happening. The page is made. The form is made. It's been posted in the Facebook group.
It's been posted in the Facebook group because it is a password protected page.
Yeah.
So you have to access the Facebook group and then it's pinned to the top and you can see it there. Mm-hmm. We have visitors right now.
We got clenchers in the house right now.
And I have such a great story that I can't wait to get into. So that's one announcement. It's official. There's a page for it. There's a questionnaire.
Yeah.
You know, kind of asks you like who you are, where you're from. And then just like the dates you kind of want to come.
Yeah.
That's kind of all the information that we need. So that's one announcement.
Okay.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Number two.
Huge.
And here's the thing about that announcement, and Brooke says it on the page, but I'll say it again here, is like, we don't know how long we'll do that. Like,
correct.
Not because of anybody being like a total weirdo. Everyone's been extremely delightful. It's been so fun. But we don't know, like, you know, with adoption and our house and like the, you know, like how we need to coordinate
and freedom
room and all that kind of stuff. Like we don't know how long that will be something that we do
are capable of
or have the, you know, capacity for, but right now, at least 2024 we do. And so we're at least like letting people come and stay, and we're kind of open to kind of doing it a lot because it's so fun.
It is so fun.
So that's one announcement. The second announcement is, can I get a drum roll?
Sure.
Moms on Maui summer dates are officially
big announcement.
Officially on the website. You go to walkinlove.com, click on the Moms on Maui tab, and there are two dates. I wish I had them in front of me, but I don't. In July,
you're good.
Summer dates for you moms who need just a break. It's not even just a break. Who need a sanctuary to rest and rejuvenate and. Like even on the page on Moms of Maui is like, is it a vacation or is it a retreat? And honestly, it's like it's where they meet.
It's both. It's the sweet spot. It's both and Maui baby.
And you know,
we're
like
calling each other baby.
Brooke has some things and like questions and like it's definitely not just like come here, relax, forget all your worries, all that kind of thing.
It's right. Definitely it's not like a woo girls trip.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like let's all go to. I was gonna say Nashville. I feel like it's like the main like.
Well, I feel like every comedian makes a video about
like woo girls in Nashville standing out the top of a limo.
Yeah,
you know, whoa, like it's not. Which I don't think I've ever given off that vibe.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point isn't just escape life.
Yeah.
At all.
It's definitely like rest and retreat.
Yes.
And sort of like reinvigorate to fight the good fight of motherhood, which is all we say. So the summer dates are there. You can find all the details on the website and you can apply there.
Yep.
And we're super, super excited about that.
Yeah.
Because the current Moms on Maui is 30 days away.
Well, did you see my follow-up text?
No.
That was someone from group two
who said
30 days away. So I'm like, no, it's even closer.
So we got a honey-do list of things we want to get done before that.
You need to order another bed.
Yes.
You're hoping Amazon Prime does its job all the way to an island.
Or you're sleeping on the floor.
Bro. Or no, nobody's sleeping on the floor.
You.
No, me. Yes, exactly me.
So yeah, those are the two big announcements. And then the third big announcement is we on... Thursday. No.
I don't know.
Yeah, on Thursday.
I don't know what you're about to say.
On Thursday, we are kicking off a new...
Thursday the 14th?
Yes, Thursday the 14th. Yep. We are kicking off a brand new design, pre-order design that is a adoption fundraiser t-shirt. So adoption is an incredible amount of money to do. And there are like grants and things that you can apply for and get. But I know that the Walk in Love community can raise all the money that we need, which is amazing. And there's part of me that like feels compelled to go that way so that people who don't have a great community of people can get those grants and we don't take away from those grants. So we're doing a fundraiser t-shirt. I think we'll end up doing maybe two or maybe three, depending on how they go, obviously.
Yeah, given time. We have a little time to raise the money.
Yes. But this is the first one. It's just a design that we found from this designer named Michelle. And it was just so fun. And I was like, I would hate to just like print this on a limited amount and like people to miss out on it. And so we're doing the pre-order model for like 10 days. It says, stay kind. What is it? Stay kind. And then there's a tagline. I can't remember now.
I can't see it.
Go on, Brooke.
Kindness goes a long way.
Kindness goes a long way. Super fun. It'll be on two sweatshirts, two tees, and two youth tees and a toddler tee.
Yeah.
So it definitely is a more feminine design.
Right.
So that's why I say like, we will do multiple adoption
fundraiser
tees. Yeah. And so if you end up feeling like, oh, this one isn't for me, but I want to support, like
there will be another one.
So, but if you're like, I love this design, this is the only time you'll ever be able to get it. So, that starts on Thursday. So I think I made all the announcements.
I love
Buck Clenchers. Come stay with us.
Yep.
Buck Clencher Club.
Which, has anybody noticed the new logo?
No, I don't know. I don't know
if
somebody
said
it. Moms on Maui summer dates.
Yep.
And adoption tea March 14th. Oh, and then a fourth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got a fourth announcement.
I like it. Should we do this whole episode announcement style?
Maybe.
Should we just announce everything we do from here on out?
Fourth announcement. This is more of a question.
Oh.
Okay. So me and my friend.
One announcement.
Me and my friend, Ian Bartholomew Bishop.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's his middle name.
Bianca's
husband. Kurt.
I don't think it's Kurt.
I think it's Kurt. White Kurt shirt. and I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. We want to do a Dads on Maui together.
Correct.
But so let me draw the Venn diagram for you.
Yeah.
Are you for it?
I'm here.
You're a dad.
Me. Okay.
Circle.
Sure. Sounds good.
Great dad impression. You.
I love Venn diagrams, bro.
Yeah. That's Ian. You are like a husband.
Okay.
Married.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Christian husband, dad. Yeah. Okay. Those are some of the circles. You also own a business and you want to run that business in a more efficient way.
Yeah.
You want some advice. You want some encouragement. You want to just meet with other guys who like actually run businesses.
Yeah.
Because one thing that Ian is so good at.
Yeah.
And is like, kind of like
legit, really, really good at,
almost like borderline Rain Man at, is like the, like operations of business, like the, okay, you have this and this, like, I love the start of things. I'm like, let's start a million businesses.
Yeah.
And I like to sort of see like, okay, that looks good. We can send that off.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the first 10% and the last 10%. Yeah. That middle 80%. Huh? But that Ian's like, I love the middle 80. Yeah. He's like, give me all the middle 80s. And I'm like, all right.
Don't make me do the first 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think with the two of us sort of providing this like Maui experience, but have like a little bit more purpose to it.
Yeah.
I think it could be really cool, but we're unsure if people want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, mostly because like most of our audience is female. We know that from the analytics. There are some guys. For those 11 of you guys out there, are you interested in that? And then for those of you wives out there who have husbands that fit that Venn diagram, would that be something that would bless your husband that you would think, man, I've been looking for something like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think it'll be like sort of like a mini
integrated light. But I mean that's not the only reason, because you're also going to do Maui stuff.
And then like super fun Maui stuff. Like, and Ian's lived here for almost
15 years.
And so like, he is even more,
I know, foil boarding was thrown out.
Yes. There's been a lot thrown out. Yeah. So
you can hunt something. I don't know.
Maybe we'll kill a boar or something. So that was announcement number four. It's not really an announcement. It's more of like,
it's a first,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
And I really want honest answers. Like, 100%. Send us a DM. Okay. That's it.
Yeah. What's the name of the thing you just went to with Jeff?
Forming Men. Yeah, I might have a little bit of that sprinkled
in. That's what I'm saying. I'm making my own Venn diagram right here on my on my page for me. I also feel like there's probably a little bit of an overlap over here of like just constant office quotes.
Yeah, I definitely have talked to Brad about him coming.
Ooh.
So.
Okay, so hot dogs. I'm going to add that down here.
Hot dogs. All right. I think that's all.
That's a fantastic Venn diagram.
That's a good one.
I'd really like to be in that.
Well, you married that. So that's nice.
Yes.
Could have married anyone. Brooke, how was your week? Actually, I don't care how your week was. let me get into this story. So we have the lovely Lainey and Chris from St. Louis staying with us.
Yep.
Butt clenchers.
Yeah.
They were actually supposed to be the first to stay with us, and then the fires happened. And so they had to push their trip back and they're here this week. And it's so interesting. Like it's just so wild that like they're complete strangers and they show up at they get in our minivan at the airport.
Yep.
Drive to our house.
Yeah.
We're waiting for them. The girls
in the bushes,
the girls' hype level is like at a 15 out of 10 when guests are coming.
Yeah.
Like they are beyond squirrely. They can't sit still. They check the door. Anytime Brooke and I move,
they think, are they here?
Oh, they're here. They're here.
Nope. Just walking from one room to the next.
I just scratched my neck. And so, you know, so Sunny's like camped out at the door, but then it's also like, they're almost too hyped that they can't even talk or interact like normal humans.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting. They show up, we go out, say hi to them, give them lays, give them hugs. And they're just like, is this weird? That's kind of the first question every couple has asked is like, is this weird that we're here? Cause we know a lot about you and you don't know anything about us. And I'm like, I mean, it could be weird, but like, cause she and Lainey was like, I just kept saying, well, we're going to visit friends on Maui. And I love that.
Yeah.
I'm all in on
that. Like that's what she was telling her friends. I love that.
And so, I think it's a pretty one-sided relationship until you get here, but we'll make it two-sided as soon as you land. And so we've been hanging out, they've been joining us for dinner, and then they go out and adventure, do all the Maui stuff during the day. And then they come back for dinner. They joined us for Shabbat. They joined us for our Sabbath. It's been a good time. But last night, the only bummer is Daisy. They haven't seen Daisy at peak Daisy
because
she's been a little under the weather, which has caused like some unusual bedtimes. Like we're like one of us is in there sort of like rocking her, you know, like Hurt Locker style, trying to lay her down. Like she just hasn't been feeling 100%. Normally she's just like lay her down. We almost throw her in and leave.
I mean, I laid her down for a nap today because she's feeling better. She goes, bye mom.
And so, Brooke is in Daisy's room, like sort of reading her book. I think you read like 15 books.
I read 13 books.
Yeah. So,
I was like,
and I'm cleaning up the kitchen. Chris and Lainey are sitting at the bar playing. One of them's doing like the scribble game with June. Mm-hmm. And then I forget what the other one's doing. And she asked you earlier in the day, what's your like Mount Rushmore of books?
What's your Mount Rushmore of books? And I was like, oh gosh, I'd have to really think about that.
And then it was
and then I, of course, I needed more information. I needed more details. I needed 88% more details.
Yep.
And I was like, but books like what that I think you should read, books that changed my life. Yeah. But like, what's our context here? Yeah. She was like, books that changed your life and therefore you think other people should read.
And so then we got in a long conversation about like how like some books that change your life are only because you read them
in the right
at the
season.
Right time.
Yeah.
In the right like sort of headspace. Mm-hmm. So we talked a long time about books and then, you know, kids are squirreling. We're just chit-chatting and eventually I was like, what are some of your guys' favorite movies? Mm-hmm. And I've asked this question to hundreds of people.
Yeah.
It's a very go-to question for me.
Yeah. Especially because you went to film school.
Yes. And
so you care a little more about their answer than the average, like,
yeah. Well, I judge them. I judge them definitely more based on their answer than the average person.
Yeah.
And I went to film school. And so I know all the movies that like inspire people to go to film school. Like I've had that conversation. Like there's a ton of people, especially in my era, that like anything Quentin Tarantino,
okay,
like Wes Anderson,
yep,
you know, so like, Pulp Fiction, Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
But then there's just sort of like the classics, like Back to the Future, Saving Private Ryan, Jaws, like any movie that like is so like this
iconic.
I remember watching this, you know, but it could even be something like sort of silly, like Home Alone. Like you could be like, when I saw Home Alone and thought people do somebody this for a living, this is so fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lainey had the quickest response I have ever, like if I had a stopwatch.
You barely could have gone tap, tap.
Yeah. And then hits me with a movie. I have never heard anyone say that is so obscure. Okay, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to figure it out.
You listening?
Yeah, you listening.
Okay.
It stars.
Well, you told me. I gave you 6,000 guesses. I don't think you've ever heard of it. And I was like, wow. Okay, so then I don't need 6,000 guesses if I've never heard of it.
I was like, I could even tell you it was a sports movie. To which Lainey said, one of the all-time classics. Sports movies and Chris goes, wow.
Okay, so sports movie.
Sports movie.
Okay, are you giving clues in these 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Or are you going to give?
Yeah, I'm going to let people sort of, you know, so you comment one, clue one, it's a sports movie.
Okay.
Clue two, it has Samuel L. Jackson in it.
Mm.
Even then, I think people will be like, Samuel L. Jackson's been in a sports movie? And clue number three is I think it's basketball.
Okay.
And Channing Tatum is in it. So if you haven't, final clue, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's Coach Carter, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Again, I've seen the movie. I don't have enough to recall the like impact it made on my life. Obviously not much compared to Lainey, but she.
He goes, if you wonder what we're doing Christmas Eve, because I still didn't know the answer at this point. And I said, oh, so it's a Christmas movie? And TJ's like, no. And she goes, but there's a Christmas tournament.
No, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
So it's become a tradition for her to watch on Christmas Day, which I love movie watching traditions. I just started one this year, January 1st, 12:01, boom, blood everywhere, Dumb and Dumber. And so, it was just like, I was just cracking up because I could tell you the cover. I could tell you he's in a suit. He's on. He's a,
yeah. On the, wow. It begins on the streets. It ends here. That's a tagline.
Classic. So
that's
yeah.
Really good.
So if any of you are Coach Carter fans,
deep cut Coach Carter fans,
you have a friend in Lainey. So maybe on Christmas Day you guys can co-stream it together. But man. I was rolling. I still can't get over it. I love that people love movies. I think it's like, it's a great thing to love. Movies make you feel, they make you laugh. They make you cry. They're super powerful. That's why I went to study them. Cause I love them so much. And so when I find someone that loves one so much, I love it.
Yeah.
Like
I'm all in,
but I just can't stop laughing at the obscure movie that it is.
Yes.
Like,
rightfully so.
Even in the sports movie world.
Yeah. Cause I was like,
it's enough.
And then she's like, Samuel L. Jackson. And I was like, I'm 97% sure he's not in this, but is it Space Jam? I'm like, I keep guessing. And I was like, but you watch it on Christmas. I never would have gotten there given 6,000 guesses.
So if you guys come, if you're a cluncher that stays with us, have that answer locked and loaded, and maybe you'll bring me as much joy as old Lainey has.
So good.
So anyways, that's how my week was. That's the only thing that happened this week, according to my brain.
I know. Yeah.
How was your week, Brooke?
My week was honestly good.
Minus sick Daisy. Sick.
I know. And I'm like, we were all just sick last week. That was totally, or 2 weeks ago. That was different. A couple weeks ago, everybody was barfing because that's what was going around through everybody. Now what's going around through everybody is the like cold that turns into a cough and
sore throat
vibe.
I think Daisy caught it.
She caught it last.
Sunny caught it.
Sunny had it last, or Daisy had it last.
I think she caught it. I think she had it early and then re-caught it again. Maybe.
Oh, like, I think she just had it last, but I think because she's tiny and can't blow her nose and can't really communicate about how she's feeling when she's feeling it.
She can communicate about that. It's just with the intensities of 1,000 suns.
Calmly and kindly is what I meant. She was just really on the struggle bus, especially for her. Like even June and Sunny were like, what is wrong with Daisy? Yeah. What is happening? And I'm like, she's just very sick and she's not often like this.
Yeah.
So my week really was good. I did spend a lot of my time. I feel like half the messages I sent to someone who works for us was like, well, didn't get to that because Daisy was really sick and I was rocking her in a chair for hours.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
I know. So sweet and precious. And she slept in a bed with me for the first time recently. And it was so cute. She just like reaches over in the dark because I'm like, you're not asleep. You think you're asleep, but you're not asleep. And I know you're not asleep. Suddenly her hands comes over, two fingers right up my nose in the dark. And I was like, oh, okay, no, thank you. Go to sleep. This is so cute.
Yeah. But at one point when she was in between us and again, first time, you know, and
kids just aren't like, they love their beds. Yeah. And so when I'm like trying to make it easier on myself and when they, you know, and I try to get them when they're tiny.
Yeah.
Cause I remember this with the others. Now the other girls will climb right in and pass out, but they're so used to having their space and sleeping that they're just like, oh, I'm in mom's room. And they like can't stop looking
around.
She
slaps me in the face, like rolls and hits me.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
Sorry, Dad. She's like petting you, literally every time.
It's okay. It's like, hold on, let me rip off the tape. It's okay.
Yeah, mouth tape back on. That's probably why she slapped you. She was like, look at this guy.
No, anytime the kids come up, no tape.
Yeah. But yeah, my week was good. I feel like I got work stuff done. I cleaned and got ready for guests, and the girls wrapped up their first quarter of school.
Oh, announcement number 5.
Which was a big deal. I don't know. What is announcement number five?
The weekly template freebie and explanation video is live.
My 7-day rhythm. Yep. Yes. So that template I've talked about before.
Yeah. We had a whole episode about it.
Did we?
Yeah. Cause it was like DM us and we'll message you.
Oh, I did do that. Yep. And then I could just in hopes that you could copy paste. Yes.
No, so there's my an silly easy little, way like, to get all
I
that
say
info.
It's silly because it feels silly. You're like, this is emojis in a row. How is this? And some thoughts about a dinner. How is this going to actually change my life? And I kid you not.
Yeah.
It has over the last 3 years. So yes, it's a freebie and you go to our website and you can find it there, or you can go to our shop and find it there or show notes or wherever. We'll get it to you.
Yeah. It's on the website about halfway down. It's in the shop under the category freebies and it comes with a video. So you'll get the template and then you'll get like a screen record of Brooke sort of sharing how she uses it.
Explaining how it works. Yeah.
Announcement number 5.
That's right. That happened this week. Finally got that, done, which was amazing because I've been wanting to do that for a very long time.
I have another story. So at Forming Men, John Tyson is talking about how like men the ages of 35 to 55 play the least amount. And we talked about this. He talked about this at Integrated a few years ago, and then I saw like sort of the refined version at Forming Men. Great talk. And at one point in that talk, he says, avoid the soul sucking voice of reasonableness, which I love.
Yeah.
Just that like, you know, we can like in the name of being reasonable, we can eliminate all fun from our life, all joy, all sort of just like, especially when we have kids, like our kids are so good at avoiding the voice of reasonableness.
Yeah.
Like kids they just have a natural gift towards it. So he did this thing with his kids called the Dangerous Kids Club, where they would like, you know, jump out of a moving car, and it was like driving 2 miles an hour. And so like he told some stories about that. And so I've been thinking about like, what can I do with the girls that's like, that would make them sort of feel that sort of like rush of like what we're doing. And so we went to a beach the other day that is sort of right off of a hotel that we go to once a year to celebrate the end of school and living here one more year.
Yeah.
And so we're very familiar with like the hotel
grounds. The layout
of the
hotel.
And we're on the beach because every beach is public in Maui. So like a hotel can't own the beach in front of its property.
It can't stop you from going
on
to
the beach.
So
we're on the beach and we're hanging out.
We're kind of off to the side, but we're connected.
And I go, hey, June, do you want to go up and ride the water slide?
You want to sneak in and go down the
like,
water slide?
She looks at mom and is like, are we allowed?
And I'm smiling like, hey, give it a try.
Are we allowed to do this? She's like, I don't think so. And I'm like, all right, well, if you want to go, like, just let me know.
Yeah.
And like 30 seconds later, she's like, okay, I think I want to go.
Yeah.
And so
she talked herself through it.
You know, and again, this is just like me, like avoiding the, you know, the reason. And I was like, I might get arrested. I was like, you're not going to get arrested. And I said, well, when I fight back, they might arrest
me. When I punch the guy, I think they might arrest me. And I was like, okay, well,
so June and I, June and I go up, we walk up
the
steps.
Good luck calling me. My phone's on do not disturb.
And, you know, we rinse our feet off and she's like, is it obvious that we were at the beach? And I'm like, well, yeah, but.
Everybody was
people
at the
hotel can go to this beach. Okay, so we're walking up the stairs and there's like a golf cart.
And of like two, people working?
Of two employees and they're talking to some other employee who has like some towels in his hand.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I see a cart.
And I'm like, I kid you not. I think she's probably literally never done anything in this realm in her whole life. Because it's not like she's gone to like public school or even anywhere where you'd be like, the teacher left the room for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let's sneak a lollipop. Or like, you know, they're like, she has no
classic lollipop.
Classic
sneak.
Lollipop sneaking. She has no like
we
even
had very different
childhoods. We had very different childhoods. I didn't sneak it. I watched people sneak it. I'm just saying I was aware that such shenanigans existed.
The voice of reasonableness is very strong and broke
it's
from a very young
strong.
Age.
I was born with it.
Yeah.
Literally.
So I'm like, just play it cool, June. Just we'll just walk right by. They won't even say anything to us. I'm like, just act like we're talking. What should we talk
about? What are we going to talk about?
So we walk by. They don't say anything. We walk like around. Like we know where we're going. You know, that was one thing that helped. It's like, confidence is key. Let's just walk like we've been here before because we have.
Because you have.
And so I take off my tank top. I put it on a chair. She's like, is that your chair? Well, they know that. I'm like, it's fine. Like any guest can use these chairs.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And so then we jump in the pool and swim and then get out and go up the water slide. And and we go down probably 5 or 6 times. And she just like couldn't get over it. She just thought it was like so crazy.
Literally
and
the coolest
so
thing.
Fun.
Yeah.
And so cool. And then we're walking back down to you guys on the beach. And I say, Junie, when we get close, let's run like someone's chasing us.
Yeah.
She's like, do you think mom will know what that means? And I'm like, oh yeah, she'll definitely think someone's chasing us. And she's like, okay, let's do it. And so,
well, it's funny because about 90 seconds before you, maybe not even that, before you guys came around the corner, I turned to Lainey and I said, I keep peeking over there expecting to see June's pink suit running my direction.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like you guys were gone a while. And then we got back to talking and probably 60 seconds later, you guys come running towards
but,
us.
Yeah. An encouragement to dads, because I'm in that range. I'm 38. So I'm in that 33 to 55, that like least playable range.
Yeah.
To like, ignore that voice of reasonableness sometimes with your kids and do something that just feels like she just thought it, like her eyes were sparkling. She just thought, you know, and again, like, it was harmless. We were gone in a matter of minutes, like no big deal, you know, but the Dangerous Kid Club or like the Adventure Kid Club, like even naming it like that. And I think I'm trying to come up with a name for it for our girls so that like when we go and we're like, hey, we're doing an Adventure Kid Club activity.
They have, they're stringing all those experiences together because of the naming.
Yes. And then we were walking up to Sunday school today and, the teacher, Uncle Lou, is like, hey, what'd you do this weekend? She's like, I went down a water slide.
And then she panicked.
She has this face like, I don't know if I can tell you this. And Lou is like, oh, I've never gone to the Andaz and used the hot tub. Never. I've never done that as not a guest.
They do it all the time.
It's like, all right. Yeah. So again, just super, super fun. I would encourage you to do that, dads and moms out there. Like, I think it's
absolutely.
Both, but giving it a name, is something that I think is really cool. So anything else to add or should I get into it?
No, that's good.
Okay. So I kind of shared this with Brooke and she was like, oh, you just need to share that on the podcast as it. So it's not something that's super long, mm-hmm. but I think it's like, it's something I've definitely been thinking about and just like praying on and like trying to understand better. And it was sparked by a question someone had asked. Excuse me, I got burp. We do on our Instagram 10 question Tuesday. So it's like a way to like answer questions, but not get like
sucked into
overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we just pick 10, we put up the question block on Monday night so that we have questions filled in for the morning. And so I think I only got to 8 this time.
Yeah. But, I don't think you ever circled back around,
but someone asked, what do you do when you're wrestling with what's next? Mm-hmm. That was how the question was worded. And I typed out an answer and then I erased it. And then I went to my computer so I could like type more vigorously and, you know, come up with, and then I ended up typing this like sort of long, drawn out answer. And I wanted to share that with you here. And so I think something that we need to think about when we say the word wrestling with, like when we're wrestling with what's next, is what does that word wrestle mean? And so I think there are 3, maybe 4 common sort of definitions to the word wrestle that we can give. One of which is, I'll go through them. I think Brooke has one to add, but I have 3 when I shared this with her originally. And I think she has sort of one to add maybe. So the first one is like WWE wrestling, where it's like, it's a performance. Like those guys, highly trained, very athletic, very skilled at what they do, but they aren't actually wrestling each other. It's scripted.
I mean, they're there. Yes. They're there to entertain.
It's got a lot of bells and whistles. I've been to a WWE performance. They're super fun. Like it's wild, you know, but it's definitely a performance. So there's that sort of definition. I think there's also this definition of like, I'm wrestling with my kids. I'm wrestling with the girls. I'm totally in control. There's nothing at risk. I could easily turn the tide if I wanted, you know, like I'm not really losing. I could dominate.
Right. You're just pretending to fall down and get pinned. Yeah.
And so there's that version. And then like for me, and maybe for some of you listening or some of you like your spouses or like maybe in high school, you knew someone who actually wrestled on the wrestling team. For us, for those of us who kind of know that world, we have a very, very, very different definition.
Yeah.
And so for us, or you know, like I would say like for us, like I would include my mom in that. Like she knew the plight of the average high school wrestler.
Yeah.
And I would say like, there are some areas in the country where it's way more intense than others. Pennsylvania happens to be one of those areas where it's definitely more intense.
Yeah.
Which is where I went to high school. And so like for us, wrestling is like, it's a long season. It's cold. It's winter. It's dark. You're cutting weight. You're practicing early in the morning sometimes. And then at night, when you leave the gym, it's always dark outside. Yeah. You are tired, you're beat up, you know, you have bruises on your face, you sometimes have injuries. And again, the whole time you're doing this, you're cutting weight. So like it's through Thanksgiving, it's through Christmas, you are unable to sometimes eat Thanksgiving meal or Christmas. And so it's just like a brutal, like it's a rough sport. Like there, you know, and it's a team sport, meaning that I have teammates, but when I go out to compete, I am by myself. Yeah. I am solo on the mat alone. And so when I think about the question, and I feel like, did you have another one?
Or
I
was good.
Okay.
I just feel like I don't think it's a complete other category, but I feel like sometimes people are like, yeah, I'm really wrestling with that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think what you mean is like, you're having an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think you mean, and again, I don't know what people mean.
Yeah.
I don't mean it from a judgy way,
yeah.
but I just mean like, really, truly wrestling with that? Or just like, this is uncomfortable and I'm kind of flip floppy in my decision making.
Yeah. And so when I read that question, again, the question was great. Like, I think it's a great question. I think that's something that we truly do wrestle with. But I think sometimes we go into a question like that thinking about WWE and not thinking about the actual, like the actual legitimate wrestling season. We sort of wrestle with it for show. Yeah. We sort of wrestle with it publicly, or we say we're wrestling with it out here and we're kind of putting on a show, but there's still some physicality to it. Like there's still like, you know, when they jump off of a, of the ropes and land on the table, like there's still potential for hurt and injury in the WWE. Yes. But for the most part, they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but when you wrestle in an actual wrestling season team match,
like Olympic wrestling style,
Olympic or collegiate or scholastic, like there's actual potential for hurt, embarrassment, loss, frustration, like even getting to the mat, like even getting on the team in a starting position, like you have to wrestle someone on your team to even get there. Mm. Like you have to compete in practice to even get to the match. Mm. And so my dad has been coaching wrestling and wrestling his whole life. Mm-hmm. And so like, I've heard his shtick on why guys should come out for the wrestling team. And it always starts with this passage in Genesis, 32. And Jacob was left alone and a man wrestling with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. And so my dad's always like, wrestling's the only sport mentioned in the Bible. Yeah. You know, classic dad. Then he said, let me go for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and you have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, for I have seen God face to face and yet my life has been delivered. The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel limping because of his hip. And so when I think about like when we ask that question or when we're really in a season, like an actual season of wrestling with something difficult, like we're getting like, and for like, and when I like compare it apples to like a wrestling season, it's like in wrestling season, you have to get up and go to the weight room and lift three times a week on top of your normal practice.
Yeah.
When you're wrestling with something in a season with the Lord, all of a sudden you're awake at 4 a.m. and you can't fall back asleep because you can't literally stop thinking about something.
Yeah.
Like there are parallels in there. Mm-hmm. Or it's like everyone else is playing basketball or, you know, indoor track or, you know, some of those other winter
going
sports.
To Sonic after
and you're,
practice.
You know, swim meet, you know, and like, not that those sports aren't hard,
Correct.
But they're not the same.
They're not the same.
There's an element of like physical discomfort to a wrestler because of the weight loss and all that kind of stuff that like other sports don't necessarily feel. And so like, even if you're around people who are like going, like they're in their season, there are sometimes where when you're truly wrestling with something, you feel like you're on a different planet. Like, and that kind of parallels with a regular wrestling season.
Yeah.
And so I think what I feel when I ask that question is like, are you actually in a season of wrestling with the Lord? Like of that sort of deep, sort of like
visceral,
almost like, visceral, guttural, like think sweaty, gross wrestling room with everyone wearing sweats and headgear and it like kind of smells gross and it's gnarly. Like, are you in a sort of,
and how physically, I just can't get over how physically close you are to your opponent and how intertwined and like entangled you become in the actual wrestling compared to like, you know, even football or even basketball, like there's still like, you know, contact sports that do not compare in their like visceral intensity to wrestling.
And so, you know, are you in a season like that? Or are you in a season where like, you're just kind of like Brooke said, sort of just having these big, deep kind of questions, conversations, or like, are you literally trying to wrestle with the Lord to find out the conclusion or the way that he's trying to direct you and it's not coming easy, or it's not like, oh, I heard a voice from the Lord and that was super easy.
Yeah.
And so the reason I love this passage so much, other than it reminds me of my dad, is that like Jacob wrestled with the Lord, and I don't know this to be true, but I would argue that he's wrestling with Jesus. Like there's no sort of like, I don't have any proof of that.
Right.
That's just sort of like, but you know, he wrestled with God face to face and he was delivered. Like, I don't know. So anyways, that's beside the point. But Jacob wrestles with Jesus or wrestles with God or wrestles with an angel, whatever you think sort of the context of the scripture was. Mm-hmm. And through that wrestling, through that sort of grinding it out, that hard season of winter and cutting weight and being frustrated and not being able to go out or enjoy the feast of Thanksgiving or enjoy the delights of Christmas, in that season of grinding and wrestling and frustration, what he ends with at the end of that match, at the end of that entanglement and that frustrating season, are three things. He ends up with a blessing, which is incredible. Like, we should wrestle the Lord because there's blessing in that. And it might not be the blessing that we originally thought. Yeah. We might want a WWE showy blessing of, you know, we get to hold up the championship belt and the Lord might have us with a two coins blessing of the widow, you know? And so there's blessing. Two, he ends up with a new identity. So by wrestling with the Lord, by seeking him in that frustrating place of pain and anguish and uncomfortableness, we go from Jacob to Israel. We have a new identity. And then the third thing that I think often gets overlooked, or that I've overlooked before, and then as I've reread it over and over again over the last couple of weeks, have seen is like, he ends up with a limp, meaning that he walks differently leaving the match. And so if we are truly wrestling with the Lord in our lives, and I'm not saying we are constantly wrestling with the Lord, but I definitely think there are seasons where we're sort of wrestling with like, who am I? What's my identity? What's next? Where do I go? How do I deal with my, you know, kids that are not listening? Like there are definitely like, should we have another baby? Should we adopt? Should we foster? Like there are seasons and topics that we wrestle with the Lord in. Should I keep this job? Should I quit? And I think when we really do, we end up with a, we end up with blessing. We end up with a new identity and we limp away from the interaction because we should walk differently. Our lives should look differently because of the time that we spent wrestling with the Lord in sort of that grindy secret place. And so I've been thinking about that all week. I told it to Brooke. She started crying and I was like, okay, I think I should maybe share that. And so, I just wanted to encourage you. And if you're in that season, if you're not in that season and you're calling it that, stop.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you meant wrong. Yeah,
but like just be honest.
One of those things where you're like, oh, that's not exactly. Yeah. That's not exactly.
Just
what
be
that
honest.
Is.
And I think that's, and I think that will help you.
Oh, 100% it'll help
when you are in that season. Cause those of us who are and who are, or will be, or have been like they will come over and over again.
Like, I think a lot of people, or I think maybe one place that's very common to wrestle is like in grief, like deep grief over something.
Yeah.
I think you feel that, that intensity, that wrestling with the Lord over why, or why me, or how, or when will I not, when will I stop feeling this way? You know?
And I just love that. Like, Jacob wouldn't let him go. Like he clung to God, clung to Jesus and said, I'm not, I don't want this match to end. I want to know my identity on the other side. And so I'm going to hang on. I'm going to hang on as tight as I can. Kind of like June holding my hand as we walk by that golf cart. Like I'm going to hang on because I know that the goodness that you have for me is in this sort of conflict, in sort of this frustration and tension and grindy out place. And so if that's you, that's hard.
It is
hard. And like, you know, as someone who wrestled for most of his life, like it stinks. And there are times where you just want to quit, but don't quit. One of my, like one of the things that I'm super excited about, like super glad that I never quit wrestling, as crappy as it was sometimes, like I'm glad I stuck it out. And I'm glad, like, as I look back in my life and see sort of those seasons where I was wrestling with the Lord in very big areas of my life, I'm glad I grinded it out. I'm glad I didn't quit.
It's that Olympic quote from that parent that was like, oh, you can quit gymnastics, just not today. And then the next day, you can quit wrestling, just not today.
So,
not today, not today, not today.
And so, so those of you that are wrestling, like keep, you can quit, just not today. So that's all we got for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. Okay. I love you. Bye.